Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yell hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
In the studio with Yancey and Chuck on a December 15, 2025. It's not just game week. It's CFP, College Football Playoff game week. Let me do this, and we'll jump on in it. First South Farm Credit offers specialized financing, structuring all types of land loans. If you're looking to refinance a large tract, or if you're looking to purchase land for recreational use, or whatever, if you're investing in the future, First South can help. Go to FirstSouthFarmCredit.com. We have Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter coming up in the next segment. Harry Harrison will join us. All the rest of the news that we typically try and get to you. But, boys, let's get it on.
Oh, man, this is the week that everybody plays for.
It is.
And 12 teams are happy.
And it's different for Ole Miss because with the obvious coaching change there, with Lane going to LSU and Pete taking over, I think – not only from a fan's but a player's perspective, I'm sure they're waiting to see how they play as well, right? Are they going to play crisp? Is the offense going to be as dynamic? There's a lot of, you know, questions to be answered Saturday.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, though, is not necessarily the coaching change, but the time that it's been since they played.
Exactly. And 6 weeks, one game.
Yeah, so, you know – I'm sure people, if don't play real well, people say, oh, it's because Lane's not here. But I'm not buying all that. I think it's probably because they're just rusty.
I'm with you on that.
But I think they'll play well.
I do, too. I think they're going to play really well this weekend. I'm hearing, you know, the mindset's right. Everybody's locked in. I think the players are excited. I'm curious, you know, how is the offense going to look without Lane? I really am. I mean, I know Charlie's still
gonna look
on the offensive
same.
Side. But, I mean, you know, everybody wants to just see it for themselves and get that confidence going. We cannot count Tulane as a W, but if they take care of their business, they need that confidence going into to next week in the quarters.
No doubt about that. You know, and it's a little bit of a downer that you're playing a team that you've already played and you beat them 45-10, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, this is a different time. This is the playoffs. They're going to be ready to play. And we better be ready to play, too.
Not a downer for me, G-Dubs. I like having already beaten the team really good and give the players
hard
a lot
to
of confidence.
Beat a team twice, so.
Won't be the same. Won't be the same.
They're no, Tulane's playing a lot better.
They're a different team. They are. But still, it is here, and it should be one that, yeah, I think Ole Miss should win. We'll get your text messages. 662-426-1093. Shoot those to us. 662-426-1093. But now five things with Yancey, Outback Steakhouse, and our friend Steve Grantham, who operates nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, I really like the way Pete Golding is piecing together this coaching staff. He was able to lock up offensive line coach John Garrett, special teams coordinator, and nickelback coach Jake Schoonover, and the man who makes the wheel go round and round inside the IPF, and defensive line coach Randall Joyner. PG then made his own hire, bringing back former Ole Miss and LSU general manager Austin Thomas, and brought in one of the rising stars in the coaching ranks in Kentucky wide receiver coach LaDainian Washington. It's also rumored he's bringing in former Ole Miss running back coach and current LSU running back coach Frank Wilson. Thought number two, the staff now looks to be coming to a close. They still have to fill Chris Kiffin's spot on defense and Joe Kotz's spot on offense. Thought number three, did anyone else notice how much more polished Pete Golden sounded at his press conference last week? Not that this will have any effect on what kind of coach he'll be on the field, but it's nice to see someone improve so much in such a short amount of time. Thought number four, the new 25-acre development that connects to the students' north end zone is going to be amazing. We'll start with 3,000 additional seats at the vault to push capacity over 70,000 with 20 new suites inside the stadium and a much, much needed upgrade with the new video boards. Outside the stadium, they will add 30 condos, a 35,000 square foot building with a restaurant and a rooftop and a retail store. They will build another complex with a conference center to host football events and an athletics office. This is going to take the game day experience up a notch or two. Thought number five. Lastly, it's about game time, folks. Let's not forget that this team is four games away from winning the national championship. First half is Saturday against Tulane. It's time to knock off the rust, get the offense in rhythm, and keep everyone healthy for the showdown in the quarters against Georgia.
Pete just needed a chance to stand in front of the microphone a couple of times.
I mean,
he hasn't had that opportunity
to
talk.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, it's amazing what the transformation, what one week, he's trying to improve, right? And that's a very good sign for Ole Miss. His appearance, he's got the new haircut now, and he's lost all the weight, and that started transpiring before the coaching change, obviously. But, he's doing all the small things, all the small details that matter.
It seems like he cares about the local media, too. And our last guy didn't care about the local media. All he cared about was the national media. And that's not very smart, in my opinion.
No, it wasn't.
Keith Carter will join us next.
She put my shoes on, that's what she did to me. She put my shoes on, that's what she did to me. She put my shoes on, that's what she did. She was good
enough. I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch, or online, romeromiller.com, or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there. If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, we got your text messages coming up a little bit later on at 662-426-1093. Your injury report, recruiting, Harry Harrison, SEC Ole Miss news, a little bit of everything. But now we're going to the phone lines and bring in the director of athletics at Ole Miss. Keith Carter is here. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, Keith. Tell all the Ole Miss fan base, I'm really excited about this new complex and development that's going to happen outside the north end zone. Just kind of tell us where it's going to be located and the amenities that'll go with it.
Yeah, we're excited as well. You know, with NIL and everything that's happened here over the past few years, we kind of had to press pause on some of our bigger projects. And, you know, the stadium is one that we've known, you know, for a while that we need to look into and address. And yeah, I think this is an awesome first step for us. So we put an RFP out on Thursday, and basically it's kind of a mixed-use development entertainment district. You know, could involve anything from hotel, condos, you know, obviously dining and retail. There's going to be new athletic offices. You know, it's going to improve the stadium as well with seating and premium areas, new student seats. And that's just in the north end zone. You know, our hope is that we can get back some really cool ideas that could even extend to the west side, to the east side, and you know, might not all happen at once, but maybe put it in a phased approach and really have a great plan at enhancing our stadium. So, you know, for us, you know, I'm not sure we're ever going to see a world where we have another $300 or $400 million capital campaign with the, you know, all the things we have to do in the NIL world and the rev share world. But there's a lot of private dollars out there, and the public-private partnership model, you know, it's happening around the country, and we feel like that's a way that we can really get involved and do some cool things with our venues.
Keith, when do you expect the project to start on the north end zone, and what do you expect capacity to get to?
Well, our hope is that we can go through this RFP process and hopefully name a partner on this probably sometime in mid-April to early May of next year. And then obviously from there, you've got to hammer out contracts. They've got to design and do a lot of different things. So I'm not sure exactly when it would start, but it would be awesome to have a partner, you know, to work with, you know, starting, you know, maybe May 1st of 26. You know, I think our hope would be to kind of, you know, slowly but surely grow the stadium. You know, we've got to be really careful. You know, you look around the country and you've got the Oklahomas of the world and the Floridas of the world that are downsizing theirs and, you know, adding more premium and those type of things. So we're about 64,000 and change, and I think, you know, a good first step would be to get us up over 70. You know, and I think, you know, adding, you know, 6,000 seats or so somewhere in there would be a good start. And then obviously, hopefully there's a phase two and a phase three, you know, moving forward from there.
So when you say a partner, you're talking private equity group to come in here and partner with you?
Well, I'm not sure, Chuck, if it's technically private equity. It is private investment. They're not going to take over any ownership of our athletic department or anything like that. But the public-private partnership would be where they would invest. Basically, our investment would be the land lease, and then they would come in and basically fund the entire project. Obviously, there would be a revenue stream for them, and then hopefully, you know, a revenue stream for us as well. But I'm not sure we're quite ready to give away, you know, percentages of our athletic department yet, maybe like some others have done. But we're certainly looking at that world too.
Keith, outside of the stadium, the north end zone there, going towards the Grove where the bell tower and stuff, is there going to be projects going on out there as well?
Yeah, I think all of that, you know, where the main athletic building is, the library annex building, the old physical plant over there, the Starnes Center, the FedEx Center, you know, all of that likely will come down. And obviously a lot of that will go back into the new project that will become the north end zone. But then, you know, you've got your different parking, you know, options. You've got, you know, plaza area, you know, there. And I think it's just going to be a really cool area, considering you've got the pavilion there, obviously the new North End Zone project, the STEM building, which is just on the other side of the road, the new, you know, Walk of Champions going up to the Grove. So I think it's just going to be an incredible space that, you know, can not only be awesome for game days, but hopefully, you know, 365 days a year.
Hey, partner, let me ask you this. Is this not part of the billion-plus money that was raised with the last, you know, deal that we did?
No, this would be totally separate from that. Athletics fundraising over the past, you know, 12 or 15 years was a part of that $1.7 billion that was raised.
Uh-huh.
But this would be a totally new project that would be funded from outside sources.
Okay. Keith, what's that money being used for?
Well, we built a lot of great rosters, Chuck. We got rosters.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's you know, that money has been put to good use, obviously, you know, from a campus standpoint and an athletics, you know, standpoint. But you know, this is kind of looking forward, and hopefully this, you know, can be a privately funded project that, you know, we don't have to really ask our donors to help us with.
So let me ask you this, shifting gears a little bit. Is there any payoff being in the college playoffs? And if so, what is the payoff?
Yeah, so it's lucrative. Each team that is in the first round gets $3 million. So we'll get $3 million to Ole Miss. Another $4 million goes to the conference for every team that's in the playoffs. So, you know, SEC will get that they divide in 16 ways. And then each round you go, it's that same formula. So, it's very lucrative to keep going. Obviously, with us having a possibility to go to the Sugar Bowl, we can travel a little cheaper there. We can put some folks on buses. The next round in the Fiesta Bowl, we'd spend more money because you got to charter airplanes and different things. But we don't get any of the ticket revenue. That goes all back to the CFP. But we do get concessions, parking, you know, those type of things. So we think when it's all said and done, you know, we can make, you know, $2 or $3 million on this first round playoff game.
All right.
Keith, talk about the ticket situation for this home game. Are there any available still for the fans out there? And how do they get tickets for the future games like the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah, so the short answer is there's really not any tickets left. You might be able to call up to the ticket office or the foundation, and you know there might be just a few stragglers here and there. But for the most part, they're all sold out. The student tickets, we had 13,000 to sell. We sold, you know, close to 10,000, which we're excited about that, and we'll continue to sell those throughout the end of the week. But, you know, we anticipate this probably being the largest crowd ever in the state of Mississippi. You know, the thing about this game is if you buy a ticket, you're coming to the game. And we've sold almost 64,000 tickets already. You know, it's not like a season ticket where you decide to maybe take a game or two off. So we expect a huge crowd. For the Sugar Bowl, I think those ticket orders are already in as well. I think we've already sold our allotment of that. So as long as we win, you know, Rebel Nation is going to travel. We know that.
All right, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you so much,
okay,
my man.
Have a good night.
Hotty toddy.
Keith Carter with us. Good to hear those ticket numbers and things and the extra bonus that you get for just
all I care about is money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. The student tickets, I know so many students are scrambling to find tickets there. That's kind of interesting there because I know a lot of people were looking for student tickets for my kids, a freshman there. So hope for the parents that listen to there might be a still avenue for them to get their kid a ticket there for the students. And I didn't know they were going to add 6,000. You know, there's always 3,000 over capacity at 64,000. The attendance is always 67, 68. So if they're adding 6,000 seats to 70, they'll be able to get 72, 73 in there pretty easy. So, I mean, yeah, I think that's where it needs to be right now. You know, going from adding 10, 12,000 seats at one time, I think I like that number, adding 6,000 seats, Chuck.
Well,
it's more than I was expecting.
That's still 2 years off, though. I mean, that's not going to happen overnight.
Well, I mean, the bidding process has started, and
yeah,
I know some of the ones trying to get those bids, and they're ready to get going. I think it's going to be sooner than you think. That, I mean, I don't think
27?
It's going to be. Yeah, 27 would be.
That's reasonable.
The year after next, but you can't. I don't think you certainly do all that starting in May and have it completed by football season. But for the next season, it'll be ready to go, and that's all you need.
Well, at that part of the show brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Farese Group, over 20 years experience, proven track record. They'll help you where you will not outlive the savings during retirement. If you're nearing retirement, already retired, the Farese Group office number is 601-607-4141. for your free consultation. I'm excited. I saw the drawings and the plans and the things of everything, and we've been talking about, you know, unifying that stadium and tying it in. I'm just all excited to see that progress.
I'm curious how they're going to work condominiums in there.
Yeah,
that's going to be interesting. You know, I know the top 20 or 30 givers will probably suck those up quick, but that'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be. And I love that restaurant on the rooftop for mm-hmm. you to sit there at the games and have some hors d'oeuvres and some good toddies and watch the game. It's needed. I love what they're going to do to that stadium. I think outside that stadium is going to be really cool, too.
That'd be nice.
Got a couple of text messages in your injury report next.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd. And go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Your company's roof is one of your biggest assets, protected with proven expertise. Riverland Roofing is a licensed and insured commercial contractor specializing in fluid-applied roof coating systems that extend your roof's life and save you money. As a certified GAF Coatings Pro Plus contractor, Riverland delivers high-performance coatings backed by 20-year no-dollar limit warranties. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing keeps your investment covered. Learn more at riverlandroofing.com/rebels. Or call 662-638-0562. Kimball Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kimball Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Hey, we're going to get in our text messages first. Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. Check them out. Look and see what they have. All types of property for you at Cannon Cleary McGraw.
No doubt.
All right. First question that we have is, has Coach Golding decided where the coaches are going to be during the playoff game? In other words, who's on field, who's up in the booth?
He's decided that he's going to be on the field, and he has decided that, and he's going to call the defensive signals. B. Brown is going to handle the day-to-day defensive coordinator duties during the week, and I would assume strongly that B's going to be up in the press box being Pete's eyes. And then I think he told us that John David Baker, the new offensive coordinator, is going to be in the press box. Now, beyond that, I don't know, because there'll be six or seven guys in the press box and six or seven on the field.
For the playoffs, though, is Charlie's going to stay?
Charlie will be in the box.
And
Pete will be on the field.
Pete will be on the field and with B. Brown up in the box.
That's
the, with the eyes.
Yeah.
Most likely we'll see.
Yeah.
That's Donna. I mean, that's
a great question. And Joe Judge will be down on the field for the, you know, to be in Trinidad's ear and to pass along all the offensive stuff from the sideline.
Yeah.
All right. And then someone chiming. Obviously, this is history for Ole Miss, but it's an Ole Miss team in their first playoff game in history with a brand new head coach facing a team in their first ever playoff game. Also,
Departing.
Yeah.
With Ole Miss ties.
Unprecedented as to what's going on here on Saturday.
And to show you the difference, I read today, and now, you know, you don't ever know what's AI or what's untrue, what's true. But I believe this is true, that John Sumrall gave $100,000 to the collective of Tulane as he's parting, as he's walking out the door. And our guy didn't give doodly squat.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's some controversy going on, too, with how he's priced his houses. Have y'all seen that?
I did. He told LSU's going to pay the difference.
Pay the difference. Well,
what? And he listed it. He told LSU that he paid $1.3 million more than what he paid for it.
Yeah. So he jacked up the prices so they can pay the difference. Oh, Lord. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. Somebody else asked a question, Gary, about Jaheim Otis and about him. Potentially, he went to the transfer portal.
From Columbia, Mississippi, right? Went to Alabama, then at Colorado, and he's back in the portal. Again. Is there any interest? You know what I'm saying?
I know. I mean, I would doubt it. They're pretty good. I mean, I would think they would still want to add another defensive tackle, but his prices the last couple of years were just way out of line. So,
I wonder how Colorado paid him.
I don't know.
What's his name? Deion. Got a money line somewhere.
And then the question is, again, because we had hoped to hear about Trinidad and if he had another year, do we still have a timeline on that? And if not, do you know of a portal quarterback?
He's saying any day now. But Ben Garrett also asked him today, said, so what happens if you get the extra year? And he didn't say he was coming back to Ole Miss.
He shouldn't.
He said, I'm going to explore all my options.
Exactly what you should say. I mean, he's got a – look, Ole Miss doesn't want him announcing that he's coming back before he's eligible. Two, he's got to get the deal complete with the revenue sharing and the NIL deal with Ole Miss. And three, he doesn't know if he's going to be eligible yet for next season. So you can't just come out and say, oh, I'm coming back to Ole Miss. What do you think that's going to do his value when he's negotiating with the Ole Miss's NIL and revenue? So that's what he should say. That's what they all should say. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have intentions. I can tell you this. I know 100% fact he wanted to come out a week ago and say he was staying at Ole Miss. But you'd be scaring away potential portal transfers if you did that. What if the NCAA later said, no, you're not eligible to come back another year, and the other quarterbacks have already cut deals with other schools because they heard Trinidad was coming back to Ole Miss. So it's a two-way street. They got to get this ironed out, what's going to happen with his eligibility. I'll also say something about the eligibility is that his lawyers have everything in line to appeal it the same day if it is denied. And things will – people have asked, how quickly will that get resolved on the appeal? And now it's not like it was pre-NIL and portal where it take months and go all the way to late August, maybe the first game. They're saying within a few days after this decision, if he was denied. So if he is denied, that does not mean that it's over for Trinidad. There will be an appeal placed very quickly, and they feel pretty good on that appeal.
All right, injury report brought to you by Mississippi Sports Medicine, official orthopedic team of physicians at Ole Miss, 662-513-2000.
Mr. Kite and Mr. Wright.
Yeah, that's two big ones.
They're both practicing now, but no contact. But they should be ready to play in the game.
Yeah, we got to. I mean, you don't want to jinx this weekend, but we got to get everybody geared up for the Georgia, because Georgia is gonna. I mean, they'll be the toughest competition Ole Miss will face.
Georgia's the best team in the country right now.
Yeah, yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, they got it. That defense doesn't look anything like it did when Ole Miss played them the first time. They got to get those two guys ready for that Georgia game.
MississippiSportsMedicine.com, my friends. We'll return with Harry Harrison joining us next.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch, an historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody!
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Let me tell you about Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929. They have 54 locations. They're in six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you, and they bring this portion of our program, as we do at this time most weeks during football. Harry Harrison joins us. Hey, buddy.
Man, it's good to be talking football in December, isn't it?
Isn't it nice?
It is. It is. And I'm just ready to talk football and all the off-field stuff. Leave that on the back burner. Harry, what are you most curious about seeing with, don't say the new staff, because it's practically the old staff outside of Lane. What are you most curious about seeing the change, though, with Pete at the helm Saturday?
Well, I Pete's a player's coach for sure, and he's a defensive guy. I'm a defensive guy, Yancey. I mean, the guys, he's one of those getting you in your face kind of guys. He's not shy. He's not timid. He really answers questions at the press conference, goes all out to make sure they understand. But he's a real guy that he's got some rah-rah in him, but he wants those guys to be prepared. He's playing down the fact that this is his first head coaching job and it's the first game of the playoffs. He wants to make it about this team, and I think that's really, really good stats there for him. It should be. You know, there was a lot of oxygen and energy sucked out of the room over the last few weeks, and that was unfortunate because we had a lot of players that deserved a lot of postseason accolades, including Kawan Lacy and Trinidad Chambliss and some defensive guys, and it was kind of put on the back burner. But Pete gets all that, and he's kind of shoved that back out front and made these players feel special again. And I think you're going to see not only a really good Ole Miss team on Saturday, but I think he's going to see a great crowd in there.
Harry, a couple of things. As a former player yourself, is there a difficulty in beating a team twice in one year? And the other thing is, what about a long layoff? How did that affect you as an athlete?
Well, Yeah, and of course, I never had a long – we played bowl games, so there was some layoff, Chuck. I shouldn't say that. But that bothers me from an offensive standpoint. You want to be crisp. You don't want to make any, you know, false starts and silly penalties. You want to stay out of those things. You certainly don't want to have any turnovers. So you hadn't played in a live game since the day after Thanksgiving. It hadn't been that long ago, but it is a layoff. So you want the team to be crisp offensively. Playing Tulane the second time, they've gotten better as the season wore on. They're not the same team they were back on September the 20th. But guess what? The Rebels aren't either. They've gotten better. Defensively, they've gotten better all year. Young guys have grown up, and we're now playing with some real veterans along that defensive front. And I think this game will once again be won in the trenches. I think our offensive line is probably the best unit as far as from day one to today. I think they probably improved. I think John Garrison's had that group playing, you know, lights out the last half of the season, and I think they'll continue to do that. You just don't want to have turnovers, Chuck. You don't want to have silly penalties. You want to have your timing back. We're a fast paced tempo type offense, and you want to be able to get back in that rhythm. So they're going to have to practice hard this week and get back in that rhythm, and come Saturday, you want to just, you know, unload it all on Tulane.
Harry, do you think Kite's going to be fine for the game?
I think everybody will be 100%. I don't think they're going to practice Kite that much this week. I think he'll get in some action before the week is over. Not sure. Tomorrow's a work day. Tuesday's always a work day as far as practice is concerned. I'm not sure Kite will practice that much tomorrow, but I think he'll be 100% come Saturday.
Harry, the first matchup, the key was, as John Summerall said, that their defensive backs played real sticky. I thought that was a great term because they were all over. I believe the Tulane quarterback only completed 5-7 passes. It was very low. I don't know how many total yards, but it was well under 100. What did they do in that game, and can they continue to play that way against Tulane?
Well, I can give you stats, Yancey. I'm looking at it right here. Jake Retzlaff he attempted 17 passes, completed 5 for 56 yards, took him out and put a guy in named Brendan Sullivan, and he attempted 12, completed 5. So they had 10 completions in the game for looks like about 104 yards. So that's a good day for your defense. And I think our defensive front put pressure on Retzlaff and his backup. And I thought our DBs played well that night. That was September the 20th. I don't remember a whole heck of a lot about it other than we blew them out there 45-10. And so you might fill in the blanks, but I thought Kite had a good game that night, and I thought we communicated really well on the back end, didn't give up any chunk plays. And when you only give up 104 yards passing, you're definitely not giving up any chunk plays, and I thought the Rebels did a good job. But I really thought the game was won up front. I thought our rush and our defensive guys – put pressure on Retzlaff, and I think they were missing a starting tackle in that game. They've been Tulane, and I think he's back. I can't tell you his name, but and Tulane for some reason didn't produce any notes today, although they've only had about, what, 2 or 3 weeks to get them ready, but they didn't produce any today. So I don't have their starting lineup in front of me, but they do have one of their better tackles back for the tail end of the season. He's played very well.
And you look at Chambliss, if I'm not mistaken, was that his first game as the starter? If not, it was the second.
That was, wasn't that the third game of the year, September the 20th?
Yeah.
We played the weekend before that. That's when he started. Kentucky.
Yep. And Simmons,
Arkansas,
that's when he got hurt.
Wasn't it Arkansas the week before that? So we played Kentucky up there on the first weekend in September, and he came in the second half, and I believe the next weekend was Arkansas, and I think he started that game. And then Tulane was the next weekend, and then LSU was the final weekend, I believe, the way it unfolded.
That's correct.
If I could find the Ole Miss schedule here, but guys can back me up on one way or the other. Yeah, that's right. It was Georgia State, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tulane, then LSU. That finished out September. So Chambliss was the second game he started and threw for over 300 yards in that game. Had a really terrific game running and throwing the football. Quan Lacy, you know, didn't have one of his better games against Tulane, believe it or not. But as it turned out, he was the star also on the season for the Rebels. But not particularly that night, he wasn't. If I remember correctly, he didn't have that many yards rushing.
But I think Chambliss ran for close to 100 or something like that in the game. He kind of was the running
game. I think it was less than 100, actually, but I don't have that stat in front of me, but I read that somewhere. But
well, what offensively, Harry, you know, getting
let me
that.
Let me throw out an interesting stat to you, Yancey. Against the three playoff teams that the Rebels played this year, which includes Tulane, which includes Georgia, which includes Oklahoma, the Rebel offense are 17 out of 17 in red zone scoring.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's big
time.
Just
keep that going.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. How important is that first quarter to you, Harry, to, you know, get the offense in rhythm, you know, say, okay, Lane's, he's not the point man anymore, but mentally and to carry on to the next game to Georgia in that first quarter, how important is it to you for them to start off, Chris?
Well, you know, our former coach was an offensive guy. He always liked to receive the opening kickoff. I'm
a defensive about
guy.
That too.
I kind of like to defer a time or two and get that second half kickoff, and maybe you get a 2-for-1. You score at the end of the first half. So I was thinking today when Pete was talking, will he defer or he'll want the football? We always like to get off to the fast start, and I think the Rebels have put up a lot of points in the first quarter this year. You'd like to get ahead of Tulane and press them. You know, we just want to play clean. We don't want to have any turnovers. We want to get this tempo going again, move the chains, end every drive with a kick.
I bet you this, Harry,
with a kick, and hopefully that's going to be extra points.
Harry, I bet you this. I bet you 4th and 3 from our own 25, he punts.
You know, I almost asked him today.
What do you think he's going to do on 4th and 3 at midfield, though?
Bet. I'm not going to take that bet, but I almost asked him today if analytics had come into any play whatsoever with his thought about the game, but I passed on it.
In other words, he go by analytics or common sense?
Yeah. I think he's more of a common sense guy.
I do too.
Okay, Harry and Chuck, but what?
Yoga.
What do you think is going to happen when it's 4th and 3? Let's say first drive, midfield, 4th and 2, 4th and 1, 4th and 3.
Oh, you go for it at midfield.
What do you think he's going to do?
I think you know, it depends on how many plays it took us to get there. I think you probably take a shot at midfield. You know, or
yeah,
at least if you're a few yards in their territory, but not when you're on your own 25 on the road, I mean,
like you did at Oklahoma with the 2-touchdown lead.
Okay.
Good Lord, thank God our defense held Oklahoma to 3 points. But I mean, I think everybody, we all look at each other like, what in the hell is going on?
You know, I'm kind of anxious to see how Charlie will call this game without Lane being in his ear.
Exactly.
Me too. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be interesting to size it up.
I think he'll do a great job. I think he's back. I think he's got a good heart. I think he'll be back. Obviously, he's back with these players. And I think with he and Joe Judge, I think it'll be in great hands. And, you know, even our new offensive coordinator might be up in the booth. Heck, who knows? He's back. He's working with these kids now, so he's on staff and in place. So I think we got a lot of bright offensive minds in that building. So I think Charlie will do a great job.
I'll tell you this too, Harry. I may be stupid and naive here, but I don't mind having those guys back. I think Charlie's intentions, Joe Cox's intentions, who else came back?
McDonald.
Yeah. I think their intentions are good. And I refuse to believe that they're here to raid players or, you know, do anything to make us lose.
I don't
lose.
Believe that either, Chuck. I'm not going to say that there hadn't already been some tampering with the NIL and all that and transfer. I mean, if you wait till the transfer portal opens up, you're running a little late on transfer players. But I don't think that's the big case. I think they're professional. I think they're back here to do the best they can do. I mean, everybody gets some more money the more wins you roll up, and so I think they'll be back here and do. I know they're back here coaching hard, and I think they'll do a good job come Saturday. I'm not concerned about them coaching players at this point. I mean, you know, obviously our stars will get a raise after this year. You don't go 11-1, hopefully 12-1 after Saturday and not deserve a raise at some of those positions. So I think the price of players will get a bit more expensive just because of the success they've had on this season.
But not because of them.
No, not because of these guys. And they all might go back. I'm sure they're all going back to LSU, and I'm happy for them and help them pack if they need to.
Yeah, definitely help them pack.
All right, Harry. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it as always. Howdy, toddy.
This game week, let's pick it
That's
up.
That's right. We'll talk next Monday about the big Georgia game.
All right, I'm going to get to my Ole Miss and SEC news, but I'm going to go back to that box score from the Tulane game.
Yeah.
Trinidad Chambliss was 17 for 27 for 307, two touchdowns, no interceptions, sacked once. He had 14 carries for 112 yards, no touchdowns, but Kewan Lacy ran it 18 times for 68 yards and scored twice.
Yeah.
So
that's probably his least production of the year.
Probably right. But he got the short yardage touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was interesting, 17-17 in the red zone. And Kewan didn't run for a lot of yards against Georgia either, and he didn't against Oklahoma. He was under 100 yards in all three of those games that are against the playoff teams. And we still, Ole Miss was still 17-17 in the red zone. So that's a really good sign.
And so with that, our SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. AP, second team All-American, Ole Miss running back, Kewan Lacy.
Yeah, well-deserving.
Several SEC players on both first and second team, as
sure
you would expect along the way. But, you know, and when you think about Trinidad and what he did, I mean, obviously he did get a couple of votes along the way in that Heisman hunt, but Fernando Mendoza was the first-team quarterback, and Diego Pavia was the second-team quarterback.
Well-deserved, both of them.
How many All-Americans does that make at Ole Miss now? Did anybody know? I'm going to have to Google that.
In the 40s.
Yeah, you'll have to – your computer is your friend now, on that one.
But now they don't list second-team All-Americans in their All-American part of their media guide. It's just first-team All-Americans.
Hmm. Interesting. Didn't know that.
A lot of things you don't know, Yancey, but if you listen to me, we'll get you straight
Fourteen first-team All-Americans. Yeah. So I guess he didn't make number 15. I'm trying to find the stats on the second-team All-American.
And so, of course, you've got all of the games that will be coming up. The first one will be on Friday night with Alabama at Oklahoma. Rematch there. Defensive battle. It was a 23-21 Oklahoma earlier in the season. Then Saturday at 11 a.m., Miami at Texas A&M. You get the 2:30 game with Tulane and Oxford. 6:30 for James Madison, Oregon. And those are the first four in the college football playoffs.
I like two or three of those.
Georgia's going to be a handful. Well, just got to get through Tulane. Just win that game and get to there. We'll talk about that next week. But they are playing really, really good right now.
Yeah, they made Alabama look bad.
Bad.
Last week,
Alabama
or
2 weeks ago. Negative rushing yards. I mean, and the defense of Georgia was so bad. And to see them playing like they are now. Hey, look, Kirby Smart's, he's right behind Saban. I mean, he's very underrated coach, in my opinion.
Don't get me wrong. I would like to have, in the future, maybe get a bye. I'm glad Ole Miss is getting a home game to open up for the first time.
They needed it. Another week off and going into Georgia and not having played a game, that would be, in what, 6 weeks? That'd be not good.
And as Ole Miss fans, don't we deserve that game now?
Right? Yes, absolutely.
For
long-suffering Ole Miss fans.
Right, that's what I mean.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll finish it up next.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Well, we thank Keith Carter, we thank Harry Harrison, and we thank you guys for being with us on another Monday night in the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. The Grove Collective, the mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes, providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Yancey, what we got recruiting-wise?
Yeah, last week we told you about Deuce Knight, some really murmurs that he was going to go into the portal. And this week we got another quarterback, Brendan Sorsby, out of Cincinnati. One to keep an eye on if Chambliss ends up not being eligible or doesn't come back. If he's not at Ole Miss next year. Brendan's 6'3", 210, good size. He's got over 8,500 yards of offense and 82 touchdowns. He's got another year of eligibility. Keep an eye on Florida wide receivers Vernon Brown and Aiden Miswell. Both those guys have definitely have some interest in Ole Miss right now. Former Ole Miss and current East Carolina tight end Javonte Connor is going to enter the portal, 6'4", 235. Chuck, I know you liked him when he was here. His freshman year had 23 catches for 333. Freshman Florida State offensive tackle Mario Nash jumped into the portal. He picked Florida State over Ole Miss coming out of high school, if I believe he was from Nashville. So from around this area, another name to keep an eye on, especially with Ole Miss needing some tackles. Utah running back Rashawn Parker, he was looking at Ole Miss heavily to transfer there last year. Before they brought in Lacey, he had over 1,200 yards of offense for them at Utah this year. Another name to keep it on. Nickelback Aaron Scott Jr. out of Ohio State. His top 50 national recruit last year. The year before, he has two more years to play. LSU cornerback Ashton Stamps and cornerback P.J. Woodland. P.J. was from Oak Grove, Chucky. He has been a two-year starter. Started there as a true freshman. He led their team in pass breakups with eight this past year, 35 tackles. Then Ashton Stamps got hurt in the first game, missed the rest of the year. He jumped into the portal. He had 85 tackles in his first 2 years there at LSU at cornerback slot, which is pretty unusual. So very active guy. Had 12 pass breakups and 50 tackles last year before getting hurt this year in his breakout season. So a couple of LSU guys with Frank Wilson, with Austin Thomas coming to Ole Miss, with Kelvin Bolden coming to Ole Miss. A lot of coaches switching between Ole Miss and LSU. And just as LSU is going to be trying to poach some of the Ole Miss players, Ole Miss is going to be trying to poach some of the LSU players. So it's going to be a fun January 2nd, 18th. Should be a lot of interest.
Well, those three guys definitely know where all the bodies are buried.
No doubt.
Down there. That's for sure.
They know where ours are buried, too. So it's going to be two-way street.
The good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm with inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered, home and business. A GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. You can call or text 662-644-4444. 4297 or go to the website riverlandroofing.com.
All right, the good head coach Pete Golden has added some really interesting pieces to the staff he's building for the future, starting with offensive coordinator John David Baker, who was the OC at East Carolina and was a tight end coach here prior to that. That's how Golden got to know him. JDB runs the same offense that Charlie Weiss runs, essentially, and I thought he was a stud when he was here before. You could tell he was a rising star in the coaching profession. LaDainian Washington was recently added as wide receiver coach, and you can't find anything but good things about him on the internet. He was most recently at Kentucky and was very sought after. Ole Miss was very fortunate to get him. Austin Thomas is back in the fold as the president and GM of Ole Miss football. Austin did a great job assembling the foundation from some of our most successful teams recently when he was the GM here before. I'm glad to have him back. We've gotten word that Frank Wilson, who is a crackerjack recruiter, particularly in Louisiana, is on his way back as the running back coach. That'll be a great addition. Michael Spurlock, former Rebel, has also joined the staff as an offensive assistant, wide receivers, and an analyst. The staff is shaping up really nicely for Golden. The men's hoops team got off their losing streak by sneaking by Southern Mississippi and Biloxi last week thanks to a strong close of the game, which is what I've been complaining about all along, having no closers. Good to see some of them surface. No bad that I know of right now.
Yeah, Patton Pinkins hit a big three, played big minutes in the second half. Keza Jiffa was there. A.J. Storr had 21 points, second most on the season, which leads me to say, Golden Triangle listeners, Wednesday night in Tupelo against Alabama A&M, a chance for you guys to come. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
I'm going to see Patton's role increase. That's what I like to see. Ole Miss looks different when he comes into the game. They play more confident. They're getting a better offensive flow. That's the number one thing I want to see going forward. I want Patton's role to increase.
My number one thing is for Storr to become more consistent.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, 21 one night and 2 the next. That doesn't get it.
Yeah.
We need 15, 17 points from him basically every game, and we'll be a lot better team.
And Elias has got to adjust to the physicality, you know, after – people like me were talking him up so much at the beginning of the season, then he's just kind of gone to the back burner.
You already had him in the NBA.
I'd already shined him. I'd already put him in the College Hall of Fame. He
is a good player.
He's going to make the adjustment, and it's going to take a while. But those other guys have got to step up until Elias gets adjusted to that physicality. So some pieces are still there, G-Dub. I think, you know, and Beard, if there's anybody that's going to get it together, it's them. But and he's got his work cut out.
Sure. You got the 3 non-conference games left to go. Alabama A&M, a weekend trip to play Sunday at Greensboro against NC State. Kind of a neutral site deal.
Ain't neutral.
No, it will not be.
Like them coming to play in Tulane.
But it will.
I mean, Tupelo.
A chance for you to get a quality win that you need, right?
That
you've played
need.
The Iowas, the Utahs, the St. John's, the Miamis, and haven't gotten that yet. So you need the one, and then finish it up with Alcorn State December 29th. And then January 3rd, it's SEC play in Norman, Oklahoma.
How's Beard blood pressure? Is it seem to be coming down some?
It's day-to-day like most coaches, right? Yeah. You know, it's trying to – everybody. Rick Pitino said it after the Ole Miss game, too. He's struggling this late in his career to figure out how to do this. It's interesting.
It is.
Well, you see a lot of coaches getting out of the business. They don't want to deal with this NIL.
Yeah. I mean, 13 pieces and 12 are new. That's hard to do. Hotty toddy.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.